here in the jungle, there are no rules. There's only one voice you can trust. Foul Monkeys. Sit back and relax. And enjoy the show.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
And this is Julian.
And you've downloaded episode 262.
Correct.
Today is...
VD.
Yeah, today's VD day.
Yeah.
Sunday, February 14th, our
2010.
Lovely 2010, our lovely Love's Day.
Yeah, and we're both single and alone.
Yeah, so we're going to be sharing our rusty razor blades today.
Uh-huh, and slitting our wrists.
Should we just do each other, or should we, like, this is how we'll do
it. It'll be more dramatic that way. Yeah.
I wish people could see this, but I'll slit your wrist on that hand, and you slit my wrist on this hand.
Right, right.
But remember, it's up and down. Up and down the street.
Yeah, not side to side.
No,
yeah.
That don't work.
Mm-mm.
That's, not that I have experience that,
that's
in that,
just for attention getters.
Right.
And God knows nothing's worse than trying to kill yourself and failing at it.
Right, because that would totally suck.
Because then you're really a loser.
Yeah. So, yeah, we really have shit to talk about.
We don't have much to talk about.
No, this might be a 15-minute show.
It may be. We did take a little shopping trip yesterday. I had some... cash that needed to be spent. Mm-hmm. And I needed to...
Mama needed some happy.
I needed to have a little retail therapy and pick my wardrobe up a little mm-hmm. bit. So Ricky and I took a trip over to Orlando and hit the malls and mm-hmm. we bought us some... Well, I bought a bunch of stuff and Ricky bought some shoes too.
Right.
And I got
because
shoes.
Because what did you realize while we were shopping? You're telling me you didn't ever realize that.
Oh, that, you know... Ricky would, like, look through stuff while I was shopping, and he's like, yeah, the sizes only go up to, what, so-and-so. And I'm like, really? They don't have fucking sizes above, like, 36.
Right. Sucks.
He's
big
like,
time.
I'm not even going into Hollister. I'll be next right. door at the Apple store.
Yeah.
Which, it's a bit dark and... loud in there.
Yeah, well, I don't really like... the reason I really didn't go into Hollister because I don't like that cologne being sprayed everywhere.
Because I kind of lucked out because the shirt I bought from there
uh-huh.
was a totally different color once I saw it in daylight. You know?
Is it that blue, light blue one?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like it.
I thought it was, but, you know, it looked
well,
different.
Well, it's
out
hard for somebody that's colorblind.
In the light, you
oh,
know?
I didn't yeah. even think about
because
that.
Because it's fucking dark in there.
Right. Even, like, when you go to walk in, it's just like... In a haunted house.
Yeah.
So I went to the Apple store instead.
And mm-hmm. bought a new case for your phone, didn't
yes.
you?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
We had lunch at P.F. Chang's.
Mm.
Ricky was complaining about why there were so many Asians in there.
Well, oh, today's the new Chinese New Year, too.
Today is the Chinese New Year.
It's the year of the...
Tiger, dog,
tiger,
dragon.
I think
I don't know.
The tiger. I think it's the year of the tiger. Let me look it up, just so we can make all of our Asian listeners happy and... make sure we're right.
Well, I guess I'll be the ones that have to make them happy since you don't do that.
It doesn't say... Let's see if I can... It's the year of the tiger.
Uh-huh.
Which is not my year, so I don't give a shit.
That's not your birth year or whatever?
No, mine's a snake.
Ew.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what
I'm
mine is.
I'm severely afraid of those.
I don't remember what mine is. And I would have you look it up, but I'm not saying...
What your age is?
Yeah.
But you could look it up. We could just be about the age.
No, because I know you don't edit.
Oh, true. Oh, well. Womp womp. Guess you'll never know Julian's Chinese New Year animal thingy.
Yeah, so... tell them about who we run into.
So, Julian, all right, we go to this big outlet mall. The place is fucking huge.
Right.
And we're actually walking on one side of it. And then we start, I was like, we haven't been through this whole thing yet?
No.
And I was like, God damn it. So, and the problem is I have lost a little weight. And the pants that I had on weren't really working well without a belt.
Because he didn't wear a belt.
Right. So yesterday when I got to Nicole's, I bounced up and like all I did was bounced up and down, and my pants fell off. Crazy, but
okay. Why is the only place you've taken your pants off recently? Nicole's house.
Yeah, I know. Sad.
Womp, womp.
Real sad, believe me. Real sad. So we're walking around and we're getting ready to leave, and I look over, and the person that I see, we both go at the same time.
Oh my God!
And we hug each other, and it was no one, none. What am I trying to say?
None other.
It was none other than Miss Taffy Carlisle Huffington. It was awesome. We ran right into her and her lovely daughter, Lollipop.
And husband.
And her lovely, lovely husband.
That is the first time I have had the pleasure of meeting him.
Isn't it very nice?
He is very nice.
It's just nice. It's, that's what it is.
And so
we had a little chitter chatter.
We talked for a little while, and Taffy wanted to take a picture with the three of us so she could make Taylor jealous.
Right. So there's a picture of us over on the blog if you guys want to go see it. If you've never seen Taffy, she's on there. So we headed home, and we've had a lot of cold weather lately.
It sucks.
Last night it was cold.
This weekend hasn't been quite as eventful as last because we kind of stayed our asses home.
Yeah, because
we're too old to be...
We are.
8:30 rolls around. We're like, right. God damn, I'm tired. Girl, I'm going to go lay down for a while.
It's 7:45. I know. I'm just going to go lay down.
I'm exhausted. I walked to the car and back.
Right. So, I don't know. I haven't talked about what I've been doing. I've been trying to lose weight, you guys.
Well, I did mention it because of your... ball story on our last show.
Which yesterday was interesting. I had no idea that they sold shorts with pre-installed compression shorts already in them.
Ball holders.
But they're expensive.
Pre-installed.
I didn't get them. They're too expensive.
Where they have those at? The Adidas store?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So and another thing that we noticed at the Adidas store and the Nike store, I was trying to find some shorts that I could wear.
Uh-huh.
And all the shorts that they had came down halfway to your calf.
Yeah. And why is the majority of the African American population of that mall in the area of the mall that had all the shoe stores?
Right. They like shoes.
They do like shoes.
Mm-hmm. And some of those shoes were ugly as fuck. Almost bought a pair of silver Converse shoes, but Julian told me no, ma'am.
Those were hideous.
You told me no, ma'am.
They were slightly better than Crocs. And you know how I feel about Crocs.
They were cute. Mm. I almost got them. Seriously. I almost got those pink pair, too. But that was a little much.
Mm. That was
I go, what do you think, Johnny? He's like, not my time. Which means they're ugly as fuck. And if you get them, I'm not going to talk to you.
Or go out in public with you if you're wearing them.
So I've been trying to lose some weight. I've been walking like around the lake here about 3 miles, 3 or 4 days a week.
Yeah.
And eating healthier, which I'm very surprised at myself.
I have to give you more credit. You've had a lot of willpower and have stuck to it. So
it helps that Gigi comes.
I definitely give you props for that.
So I've lost about 15 pounds in a month.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
Yeah. This is the fourth week, I think,
doing it. That's a good amount of steady dropping without it being too drastic. So.
And my roughest days are Friday night, Saturday, and Sunday. It's so hard to eat healthy.
But, you know, if you went on the Kate Moss diet, you
could probably... cocaine?
Yeah.
I can't afford that. I'm not rich.
Coke and cigarettes.
Oh. I could go on the Polk County diet.
Oh, what? Crank and cigarette butts?
Yeah. Oh. Oh, I don't want to start laughing again. The last show was kind of ridiculous.
Them whole packs are way too expensive for me. Can I pay with them with EBT?
Oh, fuck. Sometimes I wish I had an EBT card.
Y'all got some Wick cigarettes back there.
Cigarettes made with cheese.
I'm pregnant. Y'all got the Wick cigarettes? They baby safe.
Oh. I don't even want my baby anyway.
I tried to kill it with Tylenol.
PM.
So he go, night, night.
CPC, night, night, inside me. This morning I woke up and I had to go take some pictures for a coworker that I work with of her and her family, her two little girls. They're so cute.
Yeah, I saw some of the pictures. They were very cute, adorable kids, mm-hmm. and the pictures come out really good too.
Yeah. I have to do like some, not Photoshopping, but color correction on them.
Right.
Because she wants black and white and color. So.
Do you know how to use Photoshop?
I know how to use some of it. I can do like color correction, and I know how to do like black and white pictures with color in it.
Because it's like way, way, way too complicated for me.
It's hard.
It is very hard. You know,
we should take a class together.
I was just out there changing parts on the car.
Mm-hmm.
Simple to me. Mm-hmm. But Photoshop blows my mind.
Right.
Honestly, I know.
It's a lot of, you can do a lot of stuff with
You can do a lot of stuff, but it's like, I don't know where to go to do this.
What things?
And
that's why you need a book. And, well, the thing is I don't know what the technique's called.
You know how we feel about reading.
The Seam of Sierra Palin.
You know, I read all of them.
All of them.
All the ones they send to Wasilla.
But which particular magazines and newspapers
do you
read?
Oh, just all of them, you know.
Oh, okay.
Any they bring to me.
Poor Sarah.
She can't even name one newspaper or magazine.
Right. And
I bet she can name Playgirl now.
Right.
Since Levi's been in it.
Not. He could have done better.
I know. I'd still hit it, though.
Oh, I would, too. What was I going to say? Oh, we discovered the Bend Over and Take It podcast that Brad cannot fucking stand her.
I know. I've been listening to them pretty faithfully now.
Mm-hmm.
I went back and I've listened to most all the episodes, and I have to say I'm enjoying those guys mm-hmm. a lot. So I would advise all our listeners to give them a chance, because they're doing pretty good for, you know, being like 10 shows in.
Right. And they're new. And some of you have actually stuck around ever since we first started.
And frankly, I don't know how, because I've listened to some of those early ones and they sucked out loud.
The first 50 episodes was horrific because we only had one little USB microphone.
Wow.
So, it's come a long way.
Well, yeah, our sound's getting better and better.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully after this coming weekend, when we get our new mics,
mm-hmm.
we'll be at the pinnacle of our sound quality.
It will be awesome.
Tell them what I did what happened in Aeropostale yesterday while I was standing in line and you went.
Oh, my God. So, all right. So there's like three people in front of Julian and he's waiting in line to
check out
because they had buy one graphic tee, get the next one for a penny, you know? So of course he had to.
Right.
And I picked out a really cute shirt for you. Did you get that one? That's the one you got, right?
I did.
Okay. So we're standing in line. I'm standing maybe 3 or 4 feet from Julian because I'm not in the line. I'm just waiting with him. And, you know, I'm just looking around, and then all of a sudden, like, the most awful smell ever, like, enters my nose cavity. And I'm like, I start looking around, I'm like, what the fuck? What is that? Ugh. And I'm looking at the guy in front of Julian, and I'm like, oh, that nasty ass. And I turn around to Julian, I go, do you smell that? And he's like, no, what? I go, did you burp? He's like, yeah. And I was like, my God damn.
I'm sorry.
Holy shit.
It was a little bit of P.F. Chang's. That
A lot of P.F. Chang's.
Repeated a little bit there.
Oh, it made my nose hurt. It was really bad. I mean, it's like 4 feet away from you.
Sorry.
I mean, that's.
Oh,
and then we were going to go to the. I was going to go to the bathroom at the outlet mall, and this outlet mall. I don't know if all outlet malls are like that. They're
I
all
doubt
open.
It. I
are
doubt
they all
it.
Open?
I don't know.
This is an open one, so all the entrances to the stores. It's like an inside mall without a roof,
right?
Or roof, however you say it. So I was going to go to the bathroom
and give free blowjobs to men that come in.
No, not that. I actually needed to piss. And I opened up the door to the hallway that went to the bathroom, which is probably 300 or 400 feet down the hallway.
All right.
And 3 feet into it, I turned back around and said, no, I'm not using the bathroom here because I can smell the bathroom all the way up to this door right now.
And you know that's hot.
Yeah. And I was like, no, ma'am.
I've walked into restaurants.
I'll hold it.
I've walked into restaurants where as soon as you open the door, you can smell the bathroom. I'm like, I'm not fucking eating here. I'll turn right around and walk out. Because if you can smell the bathroom over the food, no.
Disgusting. Uh-uh.
That's nasty.
And I'm trying to think, oh, one of the restaurants that I used to go, well, sometimes I visit. I haven't been there in over a month. Right. CeCe's on the south side. Totally smells like a bathroom. It used to.
Ew.
Now they redid it all. But it would. That's why I didn't like going to that one. And I was kind of happy when they closed it.
I don't like it, period.
Yeah. Well,
no matter how it smells. It's crappy pizza and it gave me the runs.
Yeah, so. Pretty much. Oh, do you hear Finbar shaking and a shivering back there?
Yeah, because apparently his ass is itching.
All right.
Oh, that's hot.
Excuse me. That's hot. You know, I need to make it to the post office this week with that. I hope I can make it.
Oh, yeah.
I need to send that back. But anyway, off topic.
What else we got?
I think we got a new phone call. And I think, let's see. Yeah, we have two voicemails, I think, so let me play the song here.
Okay.
It's time for a new computer.
I appreciate you turning that down. How much do we love Lou drunk texting me the other night?
Right. He was texting me. I don't think he was drunk yet.
Yeah, but no, later that night he was texting me and he was a little drunky. So.
Oh, was that when you were telling me the stuff in the car?
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay. Well, you go, boy.
Right.
That's all I got to say. Okay. All right, let's see what phone calls we have here. Da, da, da. Let's see. This might be an old one.
Hey, foul monkey. This is Veritable Virgo, and I thought I'd just give you a call with my sicky cold voice so that I could go on record of seeing how different that my voice sounds. Just wanted to give you a shout out. I actually left work early today because I feel like a total shitbag, and I'm on my way home after stopping at the lovely CVS for a whole bunch of crap I probably didn't need. And anyway, so I, like I said, on my way home, and a great show yesterday. Love it. Can't wait for the next one. You guys are a lot of fun. And, yeah, I'm running out of things to say. So thanks again. Always enjoy it. And I'll talk to you lovely people soon. Ciao.
He might hate me for this, but I kind of like his voice better that way. Love you, Veritable Virgo. I don't mean anything bad by it.
Right.
It takes some of the Yankee out of him.
Yeah, but you can still hear it when he's sad. What did he, the word he said?
Oh, yeah, I caught it too.
Record, is that what he said?
No.
And he was like, I don't know which word it was.
I caught,
it was just totally like Boston.
Yeah, I caught that too.
Don't try to hide your true self. We know who you is.
We can spot a Yankee.
We ain't stupid.
Mm-mm.
We know you're above the Mason-Dixon line.
Two things I can spot, a Yankee and my sister.
And your brother.
Sometimes.
And most likely your daddy.
He spots me.
Oh, okay.
He spots me up on his Big 12.
Oh, Lord. Not a 12. Ouchies.
Next phone call.
Well, we'll get to that in a second. We had some, Bjorn emailed us telling us where he lives. He lives in Dallas, Texas. And just to let you guys know, don't bother telling me anything on Twitter. If you need me to know something, email it or phone call. Because I will not remember in Twitter that you told me where you're from or what you want to talk about or what you want us to talk about.
No, he's horrible.
Yeah, and I don't think Julian would remember that shit either.
Well, nobody's ever said it to me.
No.
But I'm more likely to remember it than you.
Very
but
true.
But if they direct message me on Twitter, I will probably remember it.
Right.
Because I don't get so many direct messages that they...
I don't either, but yeah. So email us or phone call us. Fuck. To let us know where you live. And I think we have 10 people, 15?
Couple.
Oh yeah, you do.
I put a couple up the other day, like people I knew where they lived.
Oh, okay. Oh, did we got Sater up there? Did you get Sater?
Yes,
okay,
you
put him up there. Who's that up in Washington?
Pam.
Oh, next door neighbor's sister.
Seattle. Yes.
Okay. And there's a few people in Florida you've added.
I put Guru Nudie in Tampa, and the other one is Franco. I put Franco in South Florida.
Oh, okay. Cool. And we have a few people in Texas. We got a lot of people in the Northeast.
Yes, we do.
Who did you add up there?
I don't think I added anybody in the Northeast.
Oh, wow. Okay. So far, we still only have two foreign listeners. Actually, we'll kind of Alaska in there because we got Sarah up there.
Well, we know we have Australian listeners.
Right. We just need y'all to contact us.
Because we got and sent Christmas cards to Australia.
Right. And we have Steve in the UK, and we have Kim from
honestly,
the Faroe Islands.
Maybe we should just blow up the U.S. map and Australia and Europe and cut all the rest of it out. Because nobody in, like, Asia listens to us. Nobody in South America or Africa
listens to us. From the Democratic Republic of the Congo or the... Congo to be a listener.
You want somebody from the Democratic Republic of the Dong.
That too.
Mm.
So send in your send in your junk and stuff.
That's what he told his date last night.
Yeah.
Put in your junk and stuff.
I haven't had a date in a while.
Mm.
I'm just gonna put this out here real quick.
Okay.
And this is not saying in particular people, but how much do we love when your ex breaks up with their new boyfriend? Just saying. That's all I wanted to say. That doesn't go into regards to, I mean, I've had several exes in Florida, so.
It makes you feel a little better inside, doesn't it?
I kind of smiled and did an I told you so dance.
On the inside.
On the inside.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And then later when you got home on the outside.
Right. Told you so.
Yeah.
All right, next call. Maybe.
Hey, Foul Monkeys, and if you want to share this with Big Fatty, this is Veritable Virgo with my nasty cold voice that sounds like Brenda Vaccaro, that I sang, actually, that I swallowed Brenda Vaccaro, and her tampons. I even have that raspy... inhalation voice in between. It's actually quite comical, but, and at the same time, not, because I'm homesick and I can't go to work. At any rate. So, yeah, this is what I sound like when I'm sick. And I feel a coughing jag coming on, so I am going to bid you folks adieu. Hopefully I will get rid of this nasty, evil, gross cough. Sometime soon, so that when my Firewire shows up, I can record a show. All right. Love you all. Take care.
Okay, he sent those two messages, 4 days apart from each other. And he's still sick.
I know. Today, still sick.
We love that you swallow tampons.
Mm-hmm.
He was telling us he actually started recording a few shows, or he recorded just to see what he sounds like.
Uh-huh.
He may start his own show. I'm not for sure. Well, I don't know if I was supposed to say that.
Hopefully his voice gets a little better.
Who are you text messaging in the middle of the show?
Drummer Sticks.
Fuck you. Are you? My phone's in the room charging. Oh, my God. Thomas said, hey. Oh, I guess he'll hear this. So. I guess you don't have to tell him.
Tell him I said, hey.
Did he send you a picture? What's he saying?
It was a rose for Valentine's Day.
Oh, puke. I'm sick of roses. I need your dick.
You're just mad because your straight boyfriend likes me.
I might have one in my on my phone too, and we'll compare the times that he sent them to us. And if I don't have one, I'm gonna be real pissed. Oh.
Mm-hmm.
That's, angry.
That's Jesus telling you to
angry.
Back off, bitch.
Jesus. Thanks for calling, Vera Borgo. We really appreciate it. Drusilla Bloomy sent us an MP3. For some reason, he only calls us when he's been up for 20 to 36 hours and either drunk.
Okay.
So I'm not for sure what's going on there, but here we go.
Hi, Ricky. Hi, Julia. I'm just testing out my new microphone since I don't know how to use a real phone, apparently. And I'm just calling to wish y'all a happy Sunday. And I forget what I was going to tell you in the message. Anyway, bye.
Well, thanks.
Yay for staying on topic.
Right? See how hard it is to stay on topic when you don't have shit to talk about?
I know.
We did not have shit to talk about, and we have been doing it for 26 minutes.
I'm impressed.
That's amazing.
I'm impressed. That goes to show you how strong the bond is between us.
Yes.
That we can sit here and talk about nothing for half an hour.
We have a lot to talk about, but we don't.
No, we're not going to.
Right, not going to. Or most of you already know what it is. Some people know.
Yeah.
So, if you don't, then just check out our Facebooks and you'll
and
see it.
Then you'll know.
Right. Let's see. Do we have anything else to talk about?
It's 26
minutes.
It doesn't have to be any longer now.
Oh, my birthday. My birthday.
Do you have to announce that three
times
per
Chicago.
Show, every show?
Yes, I do. I'm going to be in Chicago.
He's going to be doing Chicago.
It's like 2 weeks away. I don't have... I think it's going to be at Hamburger Mary's.
Uh-huh.
Probably between like 7 and 9. Or 6 and 8. Probably 7 and 9. I got to get with Lala Lauren just to make sure everything's cool with that. I haven't talked with her yet. I'll probably call her tonight. But if you're in the area, just email me and let me know you're in the area. So when we finally do decide, I can email everyone at the same time. And then hopefully we'll I can at least have more than me and
And remember, when you email
Lauren there.
When you email him, he'll need to know your role in the bedroom, top or bottom, and your penis length.
And if you're male or female.
And if you're Asian or not. Because Ricky doesn't do the Asians. Because he's racist.
That's not true. I'd never said I did not do Asians.
You have said it on many occasions. Oh,
no,
no, no, no.
I don't say I don't do any Asians. I said
you don't
most
do
Asians.
The Asians. And I will go I will go pull an old show. And
but I always correct myself because there are a few Asians that I would hook up with, like Peter from Life Journal. Hey, Peter. How you doing?
Mm-hmm.
He's in Michigan.
You trying to backpedal?
Mm-mm. He's cute.
You were trying to backpedal.
No.
Mm-hmm. Whatever.
So, racist. Okay, we're getting out of here. Happy Chinese New Year to all you Chinese people.
Happy Chinese New Year to non-Chinese people, too.
Yeah, I guess it's...
Everybody
everyone.
Can celebrate Whatever. Chinese New Year.
Whatever. Like, everyone celebrates Valentine's Day.
Especially
Happy Valentine's
since,
Day. You ready to go
especially
slice it up?
China owns us anyway.
Right, pretty much. Let's see. Give us a call at 206-984-FOWL or 863-666-0377, which no one's called us on that line, so call us on that line, too.
Yeah, you can email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com.
And you can send us stuff at P.O. Box 725, Lakeland, Florida, 33802.
If you're on Facebook, join our
we just got a phone
Foul
call.
Monkeys fan page.
Should we play it?
And you can follow me on both Facebook and Twitter at J.C. Marple.
Should we play the phone call that just came in?
Sure.
Okay. You can follow me on Twitter at foulmonkeys, or you can follow me on Facebook under Ricky Burton. So, I don't know whose number this is, so let's play it.
Aw, Ricky. This is Joe in Dallas. Just calling to say, you know,
oh, he's at the police station.
Someone's not... He's calling for a ride.
I know, right? It's one phone call, and he called us.
Loves it! Let's start over. Just in time, Joe. Just in time.
I know.
Aw, Ricky, this is Joe in Dallas, just calling to say that, you know, you said that you weren't douchey enough to wear the Ed Hardy hat. And I think you're plenty douchey enough to wear the Ed Hardy hat. But I'm glad you like the rest of your gifts. Talk to you later.
Aww. Poor Joe.
You know, not everything's a winner. Like when it comes to ghosts.
Oh, well, yeah.
Jillian's like, I am.
Duh.
Duh. I very much appreciate the hat.
Of course he does.
It's just not my style, I should say.
Right.
And I really appreciate it. And I will email you, Joe, to talk about the hat and maybe see what options we have for it. And
Joe said to me on Twitter that I wasn't as excited about the gifts he sent me as I was listener pictures,
mm-hmm.
dirty pictures. And I said, well,
maybe you should send one.
I'm like, well, now you'll know what to get me next time.
Right. And he goes, and I got guess every goddamn faggot in the world is giving you mommy dearest.
Oh, yeah. Oh, well.
We have 4 copies of it. We're good.
Yeah, we're good.
All right, we're out of here. This is Ricky.
And this is Julian.
Have a great week. Bye.
Peace.